Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 10th chapter of Hilchos Nedarim. In this parak, Rambam continues to discuss various examples of how we follow after the Lashon B'nei Adam, the language used by the people in a certain place and a certain time, as determining what a person means by a neder. Halacha Aleph. Hanoder o anishba she'eni toim hayom, eino asur ela shetechshach. If somebody takes a neder or a shvua that he won't taste anything that day, he's only forbidden to eat until nightfall. If, however, he had phrased it slightly differently, he says he will not have any food for one day, so then it's forbidden for him to eat for a 24-hour period, starting from when he had actually uttered this vow. Accordingly, due to this split, if somebody takes a neder that he's not going to taste any food that day, using that language, he nonetheless should not eat food once it gets dark, though technically he'd be allowed to, until he goes to a Torah sage to remove the neder. Why? The reason for this is, Chazal made a decree that a person should not eat until he has it absolved, because we're concerned that in another circumstance, he'll have taken a neder which will prevent him from eating for a full 24-hour period, and he'll think he's allowed to eat once it's nightfall if he's used to it from this case, and people don't generally recognize the difference between these two circumstances. Halacha Beis. Noder shani toim yom, harei zeh safek, va'asur me'eis le'eis gomer yom echad. If a person had taken a neder that he's not going to taste anything for a day, in that case, it's uncertain what exactly it meant, and it is forbidden for him to eat, therefore, until 24 hours have passed. Ve'im achal achar shachashecha eino loka. Nonetheless, if he eats once it's already been nightfall, he won't receive lashes due to the uncertainty. Shani toim Shabbos zu, harei zeh asur b'shar yemei Shabbos u'biyom haShabbos. Harei mutar me'echad b'Shabbos. If a person says they will not taste food this week, so it's forbidden for him to eat that week, including on the day of Shabbos, but once Sunday rolls around, then it's permitted for him to eat. Shani toim Shabbos achas, harei zeh asur shiva yamim me'eis leis. In a similar fashion to what we saw regarding a day, if a person said, I will not taste food for 1 week, in that case, it means 7 full days, starting from the time where he had said it until the 7 days pass. Amar Shabbos Stam, v'lo perish lo achas v'lo zu, hare safek v'asr shiva yamim me'eis leis. If a person had said it similarly to what we saw regarding days as well, without any specification, he didn't say for a single week or he didn't say for this week. In that case, it's also a circumstance of uncertainty, and it's forbidden for him to eat for 7 days from that moment and onward, for 7 full days. But if he eats after the day of Shabbos passes, then he won't receive lashes, as Ram has already explained, due to the uncertainty. Halacha Gimel. Shani shose chodesh zeh, aser v'shar yimei chodesh. Abo yom rosh chodesh, yem mutter, af api shahaya chodesh chaser. If the person had taken a neder saying that he was not going to drink wine that month, in that case, it's forbidden for him to drink wine on any of the remaining days of the month. However, on the day of Rosh Chodesh, he's permitted to have wine, even if it was a shortened month, in the sense that it only has 29 days. As soon as it's day one of the next month, which is Rosh Chodesh, it's permitted for him to drink wine. Shani toim chodesh echad, asur shloshim yom gemur me'eis leis. If, however, he had phrased it differently, saying that he was not going to drink wine for 1 month, in that case, it means 30 days from the time that he said it until that time, 30 days later. Nader chodesh stam, asur shloshim yom me'eis leis misafik. If he had said a month without clarification what he meant by a month, so in that case, it's forbidden for him to drink wine for 30 days from that time until 30 days later at that same time, out of doubt. However, if he were to drink wine during that period, after that month had ended, so then he would not receive lashes. Halacha Dalet. Shani ocha basar shana zu, afi lo nishar men shana el yom echad, ein asar elo so yom. The person says that he's not going to have meat that year. In that case, even if there's only 1 day left of that year, he's forbidden only within that year itself. Yom Rosh Hashanah mutter, as soon as the next year has begun, it's the first day of the new year, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's permitted to have meat. Rosh Hashanah l'Nedarim, hu Yom Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What do we mean when we say Rosh Hashanah in the context of Nedarim? It means the first day of the month of Tishrei. Shani ochal shana achas, harei zeh asar shana tmima miyom liyom. The person had taken a neder that he's not going to eat meat for 1 year. In that case, it means from that day that he had taken it until that day comes around in the next year. V'imnis avra hashana asar ba ubibura. If the year has an added month to it, it's a leap year. In that case, he's forbidden in that full year. He has to wait till that same day rolls around next year, as well as, of course, in that added month, which was stuck in. Shani ochal shana The same thing that we saw in the previous halachos applies here with regards to the year as well. If he had said a year without clarifying what he meant by that, without saying 1 year or this year, in that case, it's forbidden out of doubt for 1 full year from that day until the next day. But again, if he were to eat after Rosh Hashanah passes around, so then he's not going to receive lashes. A person had taken a neder that he's not going to drink wine in this 7-year Shemitah cycle, so it's forbidden in that cycle for the rest of that cycle, including the year of Shemitah, the 7th year. It will only be permitted for him to have wine as soon as Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, the first year of the next cycle, rolls around. If, however, he had said 1 7-year cycle, then it's 7 full years from the day that he said it until that day rolls around in 7 years from then. If he had referred to the entire Yovel cycle, the 50-year cycle, in that case, it's forbidden for him to drink wine during all the years of that cycle and in the 50th year itself. Halacha Vav. Shani shosa yayin ad rosh adar im haisa shna muberes velo yada shehi muberes kishin adar eno aser ela ad rosh chodesh adar rishon vim nadar ad sof adar hareze aser ad sof adar sheni vim yada shah shana muberes vim nadar ad rosh adar aser ad rosh adar sheni. If a person had taken an edder saying that he's not going to drink wine until the beginning of the month of Adar, if it was a leap year, but he didn't know that it was a leap year, and he didn't realize that there's 2 months of Adar when he had said that neder, so in that case, he's only going to be forbidden until the first Adar's Rosh Chodesh. However, if he knew that it was a leap year, he'll be forbidden until the second Rosh Chodesh Adar. If, though, he had taken the neder, didn't know that there was a second month of Adar, and he had said until the end of Adar, he nonetheless is still going to be forbidden until the end of the second Adar. Halacha Zayin. Ha'oser atzmo b'davar ad ha-Pesach. Bein sh'amar ad p'nei ha-Pesach. Bein sh'amar ad ha-Pesach. Eino aser ela ad sh'yigat b'lvad. If a person had forbidden something to himself until Pesach, whether he had said until before Pesach or up until Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. He's only going to be forbidden until the holiday starts. V'im amar ad sh'yigat Pesach. Hare aser ad sh'yigat Pesach. If, however, he says until it is Pesach, so then he's going to be forbidden until after the holiday is over. Amar ada katsir, o ada batsir, o shamar ad shiyah batsir, o ada katsir, eino aser ela ad shiyagia. If a person had said similarly regarding the wheat harvest or the grape harvest, or while into the grape harvest or while into the wheat harvest, in that case, he's only going to be forbidden until it arrives. Halacha ches, zeh klal, kol shezman kubua, v'nadar adav, ein aser ela ad shiyagia. Vim nadar ad shiyah, hari zeh aser ad shiyate. This is the general principle. To summarize, anything which has a set time to it, such as Pesach, as we just saw, and somebody took a neder concerning it until it comes around, then it will only be forbidden until it is first there, but on the actual time itself, it's permitted. If, however, he had taken a neder saying until it passes, until it has occurred, in that case it's forbidden until it's actually over. However, something which does not have a set time, such as the harvesting for the grapes or the wheat, as was just mentioned, whatever type of neder somebody had taken regarding that time period, even if he had said until it is that time, it doesn't make a difference, it is only until it first arrives. Halacha tes. Ho'ozer atzmo b'dabar arakayetz. Hari aser ashias chil anshe makom shenader bo l'hachnitz kalkalos deinim. If somebody had said that he is forbidden in something until the summertime comes, the kayet, so then it's going to be forbidden until the people in that place where he had taken the vow start first bringing in the baskets of figs. If somebody had said until the harvest, that means until the people have begun to harvest the wheat, but not the harvest of the barley. Perish v'amar ad sh'yavar kayet. If he had explicitly said until after the kayet, after the summertime has passed, so in that case, it's going to be forbidden for him to have whatever item he had sworn off until most of the people in that place began to fold up the mats that they had set up in order to have their figs and their grapes be dried upon in order to produce these dried figs and the raisins and the like. And ultimately, everything is going to depend on what the people in that place do when he had taken his vow. Halacha Yud. Ketzat. I'm going to illustrate this further. Harish Nader Rebekah, but also an Asma Bedaber Arakayetz. But all the Har, Adam is talking about Kayetz Shalmakam Shubo Atta, Imhigia Imlohigia, El Bekayetz Shalmakam Shanader Bo, but Allah Husomech. Machain Koki Yotzpseh. Rambam now explains that when somebody takes a Nader, let's say in a valley, he had forbidden himself from a particular thing until the summertime had occurred. And then he moved to a place which is not in a valley, up into some mountainous place. In that circumstance, it doesn't matter where he currently is, whether or not it's the fig harvest in that place. Rather, it depends on the place where he had initially taken the neder, i.e., in this case, in the valley, in the bikkah. And the same is true in all similar circumstances. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hoser atom bedavar ad geshem. Hariz aser atzman ha-geshamim, shuba eretz Yisrael, rosh chodesh kislev. If somebody had forbidden himself in a particular item until the rain comes, until the rainy season, so then it's forbidden until the time when rain falls in the land of Israel, which is at the beginning of the month of Kislev. Higiyas manag hashamim, harizem mutter, ben yardu hashamim, ben lo yardu. If that time is hit, so then it doesn't matter whether rain has actually fallen or not, either way it's going to be permitted. Vim yardu hashamim yishiva asr b'mar cheshvan, harizem mutter. If rain has fallen earlier, though, from the 17th day of the month of cheshvan, the previous month, then it's already permitted. Vimomar adag hashamim, harizem asr asr yardu hashamim. If, however, he has said, until it rains, so in that case, it's going to be forbidden until it actually rains. This means once it's already in the second stage of the early rain season, which in the land of Israel and the places around it means from the 23rd day of the month of Mar Cheshvan and moving forward. If he had said explicitly, until after the rain, until once the rain stops, in that case, it's going to be forbidden until after Pesach is over, in the land of Israel, and places that are similar to it. Halacha Yud Beis. Mi shehidres ishto b'mar cheshvan, v'amar lo, she'ein at nenesli mikan v'ad Pesach, im telchi l'beis avich, mehayom v'ad sukos, hayidu asura lehanos lo miyad, gzeir Hashem etelech. If somebody had taken a vow concerning his wife, in the month of Mar Cheshvan, and he had said to her that you are not going to be a benefit from me from now until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, in that case, it's forbidden for him to give her any benefit already immediately. Why? Because there's a concern that she might go there. If she goes before Pesach, and he has nonetheless benefited her before Pesach, in that case, he's clearly violated it, and he will receive lashes. Over at Pesach, if Pesach has passed, even though the stipulation has now passed as well, it doesn't make a difference. It's forbidden for him to treat his neder as something which is mundane and to allow her to go to her father's house and yet have him benefit her. Rather, he must treat the situation as one where that neder is still binding, and thus it's forbidden to benefit her, until Sukkot, as he had taken the vow. Even though he had stipulated this neder upon a time which has already passed. And so too with anything which is similar. However, if she goes after Pesach, she is not forbidden from benefiting from him. Halacha Yud Gimel, the final halacha in the parak. Amar la she'ein an nenes li ad ha-chag, im telchi l'beis avich ad ha-pesach, asur lehanos miyad. If the husband had said to his wife that you're not allowed to benefit from me from now until Sukkot, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach, so in that case she's already forbidden to benefit from him immediately. Vim hochel of ne'ah pesach, v'nimsa mahana osa, harize loke v'asur v'hanaso ad ha-chag, umuteres lelich beis aviyah mishagiyah pesach. If she had gone to her father's house before Pesach in that case, and he had benefited her, in that case, he's going to receive lashes. And she'll remain forbidden to benefit from him until Sukkot. After Pesach has come, though, then at that point, she's permitted to go to her father's house. Have a wonderful day.